Good afternoon, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking. Okay, do you have an appointment coming up with one of our doctors? You don't think so? Okay. Was there any message left? To say what it's regarding? Okay, I just have a lot of doctors here. So you don't see an endocrinologist at all? She is, yes. Oh, okay. I think Dr. Carruthers might have just tried to call you, Maureen. Do you want to talk to her? Yep, okay. I'm just going to pop you on hold, all right?
Oh, good afternoon, Maureen. It's Kelly Carruthers here. Good, good. Sorry about not getting a hold of you yesterday. It was all getting a bit late, so I'm sorry about that. Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Has that caused your blood sugars to play up a little bit as well? Could it be where you're doing the injections? Like, do you think some bits the insulin's working better in certain spots or? Okay, we'll just make sure it's nice, fresh areas where you're doing the injection and that there's no lumps or bumps or anything, or scars or... Yes, okay, but don't go back into that area while it's still yellow or anything. No, good. Good. What's the lowest reading that you've had, do you think? Okay, so you do get some good ones in there. Well, 6.3 is pretty good. What time of day is it mostly going low, like good like that? Is it in the morning or? Okay. Okay, yeah, that probably was something that you ate during the day, and you don't have any insulin to take during the day, do you? It's just breakfast and dinner. Oh, okay, that's right. You move that one. Yeah. No, that's okay. So can you just tell me the last couple of days' worth of readings, maybe from Saturday? Sorry, yeah. Yeah, that's okay, yeah. Okay, that's not so bad, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah? Oh, that was consistent day yesterday. No, that's good. And any from this morning? Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. No. Well, that sounds fun. Yeah. Oh, that might just be because you're a bit sick as well. $18 and $40. Yeah, I was gonna say don't take 80. That would be way too much. Okay. Did you get any after dinner, before bed ones? No, that's okay. That's all right. No, that's all right. Just checking to make sure it's not going down at that time. That's all right. I think we'll probably just up the second dose a little bit more. I'll probably keep the 18 and the first dose the same, because, you know, on Sunday you didn't really go up between breakfast and lunch, and Monday you didn't go up between breakfast and lunch. But, you know, sometimes you might go up during the day, but maybe just a little bit more with your dinner, only because, like, Monday you were 9.5 before dinner, but then you woke up, you were 10.6, which suggests maybe you could have a little bit more with the second dose, with the 40. So why don't we make that 44? Oh, we can do 42 if you feel more comfortable. I usually just do a 10% increase, so I'd usually go by percentages. Okay, but if you have any lows, any hypos at all, anything under 4, drop it back. Yeah? Yep. I think so. Yep. And look, these are not too bad. I know you've got some that are slightly high, but you've got some really good ones in there. So I don't think we're too far off. No. You know, they always will jump around a little bit. Yeah, that's hard. I think I think our appetite okay, maybe you need to get something else to eat for breakfast. Forcing yourself to eat an egg sounds a bit dismal, really. Yes. Maybe you can send someone out to get it for you. All right, we'll keep going. As I said, I think we're pretty close, and I think stopping that Tragenta didn't really make much of a difference, did it? Oh, you're still taking it. Okay, all right. All right. Well, if you notice that your blood sugars go up a lot, will you call up and let the reception know so I can call you back and increase the insulin again? Because I'm happy with this based on what we've seen now. But if they jump up a lot on stopping the Tragenta, then obviously I might need to increase the insulin a little bit more. But I don't want to keep hassling you if everything's going not too bad. So only let me know if it's causing you a trouble. Oh, I know. The levels will go up and down, but as long as you're getting mostly under 12, I'm happy. So you only had, in those ones you read out to me, there was only two that were above 12. There was a 12.7 this morning and a 15.9 the other night, but most of them were, So that's all right. If you start getting all mostly above 12s, that's when you need to let me know so I can up the insulin more. Okay. All right. Well, you have a good Christmas if we don't speak beforehand. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.